call this meeting of the Houghton Community Council to order. Can we have roll call, please?
Kelly Curtis?
Here.
Brian Gothrop? Bill Goggins?
Here.
John Kapler?
Here.
Betsy Pringle?
Here.
Elsie Weber? Rick Whitney?
Here. So for tonight, we've got some minutes to approve, then council member reports, and then we'll have, if anybody in the audience cares to comment, we'll give them an opportunity to speak to us, and then we will go into a study session on the 2017 citizen-initiated comp plan amendments. So, yeah, it says citizen, but it's city.
It's city.
Yeah, so.
It's city, that was a typo.
And before we get to the reading of the minutes, on the agenda, I'd like to ask if we could just briefly chat the continuing conversation about the public letter.
Yes.
That has been sent.
Yeah, let's add that.
Well, got a chance to thoroughly read it, but I did grab copies of things today and have a conversation, and it has been sent, so that can be on the list.
Yep, we'll make that okay. Item 8B. So with that, we have some minutes. Has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes?
Yes.
Does anybody have any additions or corrections? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
I move to approve the July 24th minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. Council member reports and comments. Kelly, got any good news for us?
Well, I don't know. It's not good news, bad news. I forwarded to everyone the survey results from the Housing Strategy Committee. 1,400 respondents. If you have had a chance to look at the data, which I haven't analyzed closely, no surprise, but there is no consensus with the respondents. So what makes Kirkland livable is all over the map. Next meeting is Wednesday, and we will be looking at that information, the focus groups, and starting to kind of narrow down our strategic recommendations. So if you want to look at that material, if you have any questions or want to talk to me about it, I'm available.
Cool. Thank you for doing that again. That's great. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I am. Yeah? I am.
Cool. Any other council member reports and comments? Okay, and we will go into anything on the work program we need to be covering, John? No?
No.
Okay. And our audience looks like they're quiet tonight, so we'll move right into the study session on the city-initiated comp plan amendments.
Okay, hi. I'm Joan Lieberman Brill, and this evening we're going to look at the city initiated amendments for 2017. There's no public here to make comment, so I'll give my presentation and you'll ask if there's any further information that you'd like prior to the public hearing. And it's a joint public hearing on scheduled for September 25th with the Planning Commission. The amendments in your packet, I don't know if you would like a presentation on them this evening. I'll just go ahead and offer that, you know, there are the capital facilities plan annual update, the rezones of park properties, text amendments to the transportation element to address the PSRC comments we received on the 2035 update, and minor non-policy related housekeeping amendments. We have one additional one that in the housekeeping amendment category, a new item is the last bullet point, community character element amendment, to update the table that is called Designated Historic Buildings, Structures, Sites, and Objects. And the idea there is to update to include buildings that have been demolished. So in other words, bring it up to date to current status. Address correction is needed for the Trueblood House because it's been moved. And we have the potential addition of two homes with historic designation. And those are in, not in Houghton's jurisdiction, but, so that's something new that wasn't in your memorandum. Otherwise, it's all there. Do you, would you like me to?
No, you know, as I looked through it myself, I don't really, there wasn't a whole lot that was specific to Houghton, right?
Right. The CFP, the capital facilities plan. I know that I try to identify those projects that have changed from the previous year that have, that would be in the Houghton Community Council jurisdiction. But this year there's a summary page and there's no changes that have been identified that would affect Houghton's jurisdiction specifically.
I would like to suggest possibly a slight change in verbiage.
Sure.
On one sentence.
You bet.
Just because I think it could be important, and it's.
What page?
It's on the public transportation, so it's page 27.
Okay.
And it's the part that's in red.
Okay, hold on. Got it.
And it's down. So it's the very last sentence. And the very last sentence, the second to the last line, says support policies and investments that make our station area neighborhoods great places where all people can find opportunities to live and work.
And how about people?
Well, and what I would like to suggest, and we can discuss this, but maybe some alternate words to define what we mean by great, because I think great is a really, it means different things to different people, and I think that if we, you know, so anyway, I just want to throw this out. We can discuss it. You can not like it, but okay. So I was suggesting that perhaps we change that wording to, at the local level, we will continue to support policies and investments that make our station area neighborhoods safe, stable, and economically and socially vibrant places where people from diverse income levels can find opportunities to live and work.
Is that,
I like it.
Do you like it? I mean, I think it.
I think that Joel, from our transportation perspective, would find that to be acceptable, and I think that the PSRC folks would too.
Okay.
It's getting at the idea that they're trying to convey.
Because, you know, I think that, you know, you say great, well, great to me might mean 10,000 people, and great to somebody else means a safe neighborhood or a stable neighborhood, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, if we just sort of, I don't know. What do you think? Is that
anybody
okay?
Have any problem with that?
No, I like
suggested
it.
Wording.
And then, that all people was kind of like, all people can live there. Well, everybody's not going to be able to live there. That's like there's like 8 billion people on the planet.
We only have 7 billion.
I'd prefer terrorists don't live there either.
Right. There you go. So anyway, so people from diverse income levels. So I'll just give you this.
Yes.
Okay,
please.
Thanks. Thank you.
Nicely done.
That was my
do
only
you have something, Brian?
Do you need to announce that I arrived?
Pardon me now? Please note, let the record show that Brian Gothrop has joined us.
With a lovely beard.
John.
So with regards to a presentation or not a presentation, specifically because of that sentence and another item back here, I would like to ask Joan if you wouldn't mind giving us a presentation, at least on the public transportation portion of this, with regards to what is going to come before us pretty soon, and that is looking at the micro housing units and the Houghton Everest Neighborhood Center area, because an awful lot of the regional planning of this talks about transit-oriented developments and different opportunities for, and so I'd like to hear a little bit more about what the transportation group has to say about that. That's my question of focus for your presentation.
Well, the only thing that I know of is what has been written here by Joel, and it's not so much that it changes, but it revises the the text of one of the portions of the amendments. And also the revenue part is new to be able to refinance or recalibrate, I should say, the capital facilities projects if there is a shortfall. So that section that the MSRC requested that we include is new. But the other one about the transit-oriented development, I think, is just making the language a little clearer and stronger, but it's not really changing the language. And I don't really know specifically what the Public Works Department has in mind. I can ask that Joel, who's the new manager, can provide you some more information, if you can give me more specific question about what it is that you're
Yeah, well, let's
wondering.
Start on page 33 of the okay. report. It's the second bullet in the middle.
Let me check.
Let me know when you're there.
Right.
And it reads, the draft language in the transportation element of the growing transit communities reaffirms the city's commitment to equitable transit-oriented development and addresses the intent of commitment.
The comment in the
on and on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so my point is, I think right now we have a transit-oriented development plan that's been built at the South Kirkland Park and Ride.
Right.
A transit-oriented development as part of the Totem Lake process,
mm-hmm.
and I am completely unaware of any other transit-oriented development targets in the city of Kirkland. And so I'm looking at this strategy thinking, is the traffic section of Kirkland thinking about opening more areas for more transit-oriented developments? Has there been any discussion at the city council level? And then to add on to that, what has happened with the transit group talking with the housing group?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the kinds of language that you'd mentioned as the targets for the transit-oriented developments, because I think that's going to be very salient in our conversation when we talk about these micro units at in the neighborhood center. And so it seems that other entities in Kirkland are kind of dancing around this issue. But there's no coagulation yet, and so I'm interested in the cross connection of the groups. That's what I'm really.
Well, somewhere in here, it talked about transit oriented development in
Kingsgate and Houghton, and that's on page 28.
Yeah, and it also said downtown Kirkland, and I was wondering, is that apartment building at the transit center, is that a TOD in downtown Kirkland?
No.
So where would be a TOD
well,
in downtown?
What my understanding is that the neighborhoods are Totem Lake and downtown as the transit-oriented neighborhoods.
Oh, so all of downtown
yeah,
is
yeah.
a TOD.
The geographic I area.
Oh. I see. So
and
not
so,
specifically building.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
However,
okay.
when it talks about, let's see, where does it talks about? Kingsgate and Houghton Park and Rides, that those are specific, site
yeah.
specific.
Yeah.
Does that distinction help?
It does. I would almost like to ask staff if when mm-hmm. we have our hearing, if they could come and make a presentation to us about how they see this working in the exact language and in how that cross-pollinates with housing. And how that cross-pollinates with Metro. I just think that's so important.
Because
I'm completely in the dark on that.
Yeah, I spoke with Eric Shields Friday, following up on the email regarding whether or not we're even going to have this hearing on the micro units, because we may not, for two reasons. One is... the city is apparently in the process of trying to do a land swap of that parcel that they own for a parcel next to their maintenance shed that they want and that King County Housing owns. And so they're going to, it's not a done deal, But he said they'll probably know on September 5th whether or not it's worth even proceeding on the residential suites, because if the city is going to move forward with that swap, it's a non-issue because King County Housing would not be pursuing doing executive suites. And the city doesn't, Eric's opinion was the city's not going to want to go through the effort of trying to debate something that's not going to probably be very popular with the public anyway if there's no intent to do that. So, and as far as the Waddell property, Doug met with Robert Pantley, and he's pretty much concluded that it just, the executive suites doesn't work for him. And so residential suites. So that one's off the table. He said unless we could somehow find a way to give him four stories, which I think is out of the question, mm-hmm. he said it's just not. So for that reason, there's a very real chance that the residential suites isn't even going to be a subject of hearing. And now that's a long way of saying, in response to you, John, mm-hmm. I said, so Eric, if we do have the hearing, do we have any kind of guidance from the city in any way on what the criteria should be for us deciding whether or not it's a suitable application for our neighborhood? And he said, no, they kind of got themselves ahead of the game. He said they really didn't get that thought through. They didn't think that through because mm-hmm. there is none.
Mm-hmm. And that means that we would be ad hoc creating policy.
Correct. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'd say there's probably a pretty good chance that we won't even be having that hearing. And that's also why we held off doing that letter, because there was it was up in the air what was going to happen.
Yeah, it felt very arbitrary.
It was.
and I could see how it could open us up to a lot of issues, because there were other property owners who brought that idea up, and it was not considered. And then, that was going to be a difficult one to navigate. So I hope it doesn't come.
Well, at any rate, John is spot on in asking for some sort of, you know, there should be more information for us to be basing this on, and mm-hmm. It isn't out there.
So what I'm hearing John say is, where's the big picture strategic plan for all of Kirkland, because traffic drives everything, and you're saying that doesn't exist.
For as far as the residential suites, that hasn't been.
I think Councilmember John Pascal even made that comment during the meeting, that it was suggested to us that we relook at this. That what's the criteria?
Yeah.
Should it be on a spine? Should it be par? What exactly are we? What's the goal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because he's a traffic engineer.
Yeah.
So.
So at any rate, very good point, John.
With regards to a discussion at staff level, so should this happen, staff doesn't have a week to get the information together, are these questions that simply should be hanging chads for you to, that if we're going to have a hearing, these are some of the things we want, and if we don't worry about it, so you know about it. And we don't surprise you, and we have to remember to send an email. What's the best way to proceed with all these ifs and ands? And mm-hmm.
So this is really around the micro units and the Waddell site in the Houghton Everest.
Right.
And in the coordination with
the TOD.
And with the transit plan and the housing plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that you should direct me or send an email to Eric that says what it is that you're looking for, and he may be able to provide you with some context for when that happens. And if you want it prior to the public hearing on this topic, we'll have to, I don't know how that will work with the council's meetings, you know, with those groups. So there will have to be some coordination with that.
It may have to be delayed. Eric was very aware of this, John. When I talked to him, he acknowledged, you know, that really you don't have a basis for even making a decision with what we've got. And so, and Larry Toadley, it's in, if you guys saw Larry Toadley's letter, I mean, that was really well laid out. He had all the questions that he would like, mm-hmm. information he'd like to see. So I think it's, this. Eric is very aware, and I think we'll find out on September 5th whether it's even worth proceeding. I think there's a good chance it won't happen. But if it does, then we've got to get some criteria to be basing our decision on.
When is your next meeting on the calendar?
September 25th.
Okay. Yeah. So I would assume that we won't know anything new until September 5th.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I can convey to Eric your concern about the coordination of all these different elements to give some criteria for when, as I understand what you're saying, because this is new to me, I'm not involved in this, the micro housing is the emphasis of when that's appropriate, mm-hmm. and when it's not, and what would be the conditions that right. would drive it.
Right.
Because the fear is that if, oh gee, we have a site that it'll fit and it'll work, we're going to be asked all over the city to, let's put a micro housing here and a mm-hmm. micro housing here and a micro housing here, mm-hmm. and is that appropriate? And that discussion
from
has not been
from a city
and
a housing point of view. Yeah.
Right. That's just not.
Yeah, I mean, we went through this whole huge city discussion on.
Right. So.
And this, and then for them to slip that one in was like surprising.
Well, I mean, good intentions, but not well thought through. So,
right.
Yeah. Anyway. John, what else?
That's it on this.
That's it. Anybody else have any areas of this that you have questions about, you want more information about, you have problems with?
I've always questioned how the rubber hits the road when you make a giant clock. Proclamation that we're going to fight climate change, and then it's like, well, really, what is that? And the city spent a ton of money to remodel the city hall, and it got down to let's make provisions to put solar power on the city hall. No, we don't want to do that. I'm like, you know, everybody signs this document. My gosh, this is important. We're going to do it, and then when it comes to have an opportunity to do some of that, and nobody does anything about it.
Elections are coming up.
It just I just don't get it. So yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I had a question. I'm trying to find where I made my notes. It was just curious on the capital facilities fund, some of the funding sources.
Yeah, page.
Let's say, for example, a good example would be on page 11 on the fold-out chart, parks projects. And this doesn't need a long explanation. It's just a curiosity to me. It's like the real estate excise tax goes from $215,000 to $868,000 to $1,438,000, and then it goes back down to $885,000, and then it goes down to $160,000. And I'm like, what's with that spike there? What is that just like when...
I do not know.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
But I can pass along your question to Tom Miskell, who is the he's the manager of our finance department, and I can let him know that you have the question of why there are spikes or valleys.
I'm assuming that we voted in fees on ourselves or taxes on ourselves that expire at some point, and that, you know what I'm saying, and so that's why they go up and then they just fall off. But
maybe
I don't,
they predicted the earthquake.
Maybe they I don't know what, but it's like really a huge
jump,
and then it goes back down to even less than it started.
I'll request that he delves into some background on that, and then he will email me and I'll forward it to
it's just curious.
Council.
And it's not just a real estate excise tax.
Impact fees.
What do they think is going to happen in 2019?
What do they know that we don't know?
What do they know that we don't
know? Yeah.
Catch, Betsy.
Yeah. Any other questions?
I think it's cool that they're getting more area by McAuliffe Park. That's a really neat thing for the city.
I was giving up a piece to get a piece.
Well, yeah, but I think how that's working is pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Do you want to comment on our park board representative?
They're giving up a house that is it's next to the park, but it really adds no value to the park, so it's a good trade.
Yeah.
I can't remember where the McAuliffe Park is.
If it wasn't... if it wasn't directly related to getting more park, then I would have real any sale of park property is just
absolutely.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad to hear you say that.
Yeah. Well, that was always when I was on the park board. Just no way were we giving up park property. But if you're adding more than you're giving up, well, it's strategically located. So. Anything else? Are we gonna let Joan off this easy?
I know.
Yeah. She deserves it. It's a hot summer.
Yeah, I think she does. Okay, well, I guess that's all we have for questions for you, Joan.
Okay.
So it sounds like at this point, since there's no direction given to you, we'd have to email and give the direction to Eric Shields.
I would, because he knows the most about this. And I think it would be appropriate. Okay. I do. And then... he'll probably somehow get back to you in a timely fashion, I would assume, September 5th.
He can only do what he can do because he's really at the whims of the council.
That's right.
If he gets direction from the council.
That's correct.
Yeah. But as I told him, if they put off the decision on this and they don't, and then that means that he doesn't have time to get the information, we're going to have to delay the hearing if need be because we don't want to be having a hearing without...
this background information.
Yeah, we need the background.
Yes.
So does the public. The public
that's right.
Should have
there's
the
some analysis
to see that
for,
and then be able to comment on it, be prepared instead of just come in and get it right at the time of the hearing. So.
Okay. And is there a hearing date set for that information?
Yeah, 25th.
The 25th at your next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you all get a response from, or maybe you, from Angela Ruggieri on any of this?
On the...
I'm not quite sure. It's the Houghton and Everest neighborhood plan.
Yeah.
What's going on? Because I know Eric was by talking to her prior to the meeting, and she was saying how she was going to get on a response, so that she said that it would be this week.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure the status of that. And I'm not sure if it was specifically for the micro-housing or some other aspect
that's
of this
really
plan.
The only
issue.
The issue.
Okay, so I guess that she's been...
well, it could have also been this open letter that had some of the zoning stuff in it.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about next, because she did reply back to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That may have been the issue that they were talking about. So, good. Thank you.
Well, that's a great segue. John.
Can we take a 5-minute break so I can go out to my car and get a different shirt?
Is it a hot flash break?
No.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to get it. I brought a cotton shirt.
Okay, let's resume the meeting. Thanks for the quick change, Betsy.
I feel so much better.
Now you're hot from running.
Superwoman.
Freaking polyester.
So, John, I'm going to let you take the stage here.
At last meeting, we had mentioned that Rick and I had talked about the council taking maybe a lead role in working with the two neighborhood associations, Central Houghton and Everest, and prepare some sort of statement to the community about the process and the way that the rezone has been approached and the recommendations that we've made, and that we didn't necessarily agree with the Planning Commission's recommendation, but we worked together to come up with a recommendation to the city of Kirkland that could be approved and meet most of the objectives from the community. There wasn't a super urgency to this, and I'm really, really busy, but I did send something off last week after a conversation with Amy and Jay, and I sent that letter off, and everybody got a copy of it. Angela Ruggieri did send me an email that she would be able to help me with a little chart aspect in there, if we really even want to have a chart in there. How much detail do we want to go in? Would we rather it be something short and sweet and drive people to the website and have a chart like this on the website that we develop? So I am, and I know that I didn't send it until Friday, Thursday. I think I sent it Thursday. We sent it Thursday, right? I think we sent it Thursday. And so there's not been a ton of time for people to look at it. But I don't know that I'll get any comments back from any of the city staff, Kurt Triplett, or city attorney, or I don't know that Amy just wanted to see it. She didn't necessarily want to comment on it. She just wanted to see kind of what the thoughts were.
The letter's going to whom?
So the thought was is to have an open letter in the newspaper.
It'd be like guest editorial.
Yeah, guest editorial.
Yeah.
From the Houghton Community Council, the chairs of Everest and Central Houghton Neighborhood Association, and possibly even the planner involved. And my thought process is we want to make sure, number one, we're letting everybody know that if we're going to rethink anything, it's going to be an open meeting, and that may be moot now. Mm-hmm. And all this came about after I prepared all this. Mm-hmm. Number two, that we want to be as transparent as possible and let everybody know from us what we thought and how we went about this. And that's in response to some emails I've gotten about, I can't believe the Houghton Community Council recommended 5 stories. I'm like, we didn't. The Neighborhood Association did.
Yeah.
And so just to put all that in a factual, linear manner, you were more a part of the Central Houghton Neighborhood Plan because I was on the Lakeview side. Mm-hmm. So I think your review of it is very critical.
I don't know how much of that history you want to get into. I mean, I would think you just want to make sure people are assured the process was fair, and this is what mm-hmm. Could happen there. Right?
And I think the history of it is a few well-placed words in 2 sentences. I mean, okay. That's the history lesson.
Okay.
Very, very brief. That it went through the neighborhood planning process, the neighborhood plan generated this, it didn't get coordinated, before it got incorporated into the comp plan, there was a misalignment, now we're trying to fix it. That's the history lesson.
Right.
Okay? That's the history lesson.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm almost even wondering if we even want to do this now because the ball's in the air, and we're not going to know. How is it going to go back to the city council now? Because the city council gave a specific direction to look at something.
Mm-hmm.
And now if there's a land swap, they really can't just say never mind because they ask us to look at something. So we would probably formally have to get back to them and say, well, I don't know how that's going to work.
Well, I don't know what the land swap would entail. Would it entail then a whole new – who would be the new owner of the property? You say
King County Housing.
And they would just maintain what's there, do you think?
Well, this is – yeah, up in the air, but Eric's representation to me was that they would retain the current use. Okay. I said, oh, so just the existing structure, they'd just leave it like that?
Said, which is what we recommended.
And frankly, I said, well, that's a win-win if that's what happens, to at least we keep that part of the affordable housing in the area. So that's what he said, as far as he understands. He said they certainly would not be wanting to do residential suites. They have no history of it, and frankly, I would not support them doing that because they have no track record, they have no experience with it, and that's a very management intensive use.
Yeah.
So you don't want to have somebody who doesn't know what they're doing running a residential suite project. At any rate, right now it's kind of in limbo, and we just need. I think we just.
Was that the only thing really that the city disagreed with? That they wanted changed and said, check this out before we approve.
Well, they approved, they agreed with our recommendation, but they just thought we should look into that.
Yeah, and it really was that simple. We would like it explored and brought back to us.
Yeah.
That's it.
So we do need some clarification then. Does that just mean then that it's goes forward?
Eric's aside to me was, he says, I think what they didn't give you any criteria, but essentially they're just saying, if you guys are willing to, if you would be willing to approve it, then they would approve it. That's kind of the way he said. I think that's really what it comes down to. If you think that you guys would be willing
to
support it,
so we have to do it. The analysis and then decide.
Yeah. Which again is, if we did this, we'd be, I think, setting policy for the city of Cleveland.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
well, not necessarily, because it just depends. If it's on a site by site evaluation, you know, it's. But again, we. There would be some precedent, and the criteria that we use for approving the site would then be probably looked at it for future sites.
So is there any reason to send this letter if we don't look at the residential suites?
It's not as compelling, but at least it does for the people who have been sending us these letters, and for every letter that gets sent like that,
there's
probably another 100 or, you know, there's probably a large number that are thinking the same thing, that even though they haven't sent the letters. And so probably wouldn't be a bad idea to have a little guest editorial. And this letter could be easily, you just take out the part about the residential suite.
You can still talk about the process and the decision and
I'd keep it as tight as possible, but I would include a chart, and I would include it because I think it's really cool for people to see the existing zoning had no cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the existing zoning allowed three stories, you know, so that people realize we didn't go that far out, know. We
actually kind of
boxed
them in a little bit.
Yeah, we.
I frankly think that's a fear, that the carrot's not big enough and they'll just follow the existing zoning.
That's the fear of who?
Because essentially, mine, as an architect. Because we essentially granted 5 extra feet with all these conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody might analyze it and go, all those conditions don't give us enough. We're just going to follow the old zoning.
Well, I know.
They still have to do design review, which is good. So there's some modulation and that sort of stuff in the design review that'll still work. But you know,
that's essentially what the consultants said.
Yeah.
The consultants were pretty unanimous that this is not going to give them enough incentive to change.
This letter is for the people out there who think that we approved 5 stories. And
right. Yeah. I agree with Betsy that a well-done chart, I think, John, would be, if it's easily understood and just keeps it simple, you know, then I think that would be helpful.
I think a chart's better than a link because people don't go to the link.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
So
you can't really link from a newspaper.
Right.
Unless
you've got
to
go type the URL.
Blah, blah,
You wouldn't just put a QR code there.
A what?
Okay.
So for the purposes of tonight's meeting then, do you want to have any discussion of what's in the content, or do you want to email me, or, and if I don't get an email by a certain date, then I, Angel?
But do we want to wait till the city weighs in on this? Because then we could say, and the city approved it, you know. This is what it is, or because right now we have this big question mark still, like the city has it.
Only with regard to the residential suites.
Yeah.
The rest of it, it's the city's.
Okay.
Well, should we do it now and leave the residential suites out, or wait until the meeting of the?
We can approve it as is, with the understanding that if the residential suites is a moot point, then we just remove the few sentences related to the residential suites. The rest of it works.
Well, if you it's the second page, if you.
So you guys got this, right?
This is just the email.
Yeah.
I sent you my comments. Did you get them?
I did not. I looked on my phone and my computer before I came.
John, I sent them to. I'll double check.
And I will admit there have popped up. The last time I changed my password, there's a syncing issue on my phone, so all of them that show up on my computer aren't showing up on my phone. I don't get that. And I haven't talked to the city electronic people about it yet. So
okay, I'll double check to see if it's on
did
my end.
Yeah, everybody's got one. Okay.
Could I?
And again, it's you know, there's a bunch here and to think about, and I just want to know some direction in case somebody sends me an email and says, "Hey, what are you going to do with this?" I mean, are we waiting? Are we?
I'm thinking that we'll know. Hopefully, we'll know in early September whether or not. Yeah.
So this whole thing should maybe wait.
Oh, I definitely yeah. No, I mean we can review it while we're together because we won't be together again until September 25th. And if it turns out that we are reviewing the residential suites, we need to get this out as soon as possible. Bill, we're sending you to Evelyn Wood Reading Dynamics after this. Everybody else is done. You okay with it? Okay. So, you guys have looked at it. Comments?
I don't think that people are going to know what HENC 1 and 3 and HENC 2 are going to mean.
Are you talking about the chart?
Oh, we spell that out. Sure.
So I think that maybe you might want to say the PCC property, the Houghton Market property, and the blah, blah, blah property are this, and then the...
I thought the little map again would be cool, too, the intersection. And
but you could just put... underneath that, you got plenty of room. You could list the properties that are included in there, and that's all they need to know.
Yeah. PCC, Houghton Market, and the top of property or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That part, yeah.
He keeps making that nicer and nicer every season.
Yeah.
He's got a fence and music and.
Are there criteria that you guys think should be added, or are there criteria here that is more than what you need to have?
There might be some terms that people don't understand. Setbacks and use SF limitations. So, and it could be that you just might want to say.
Setback, how far the building setback from the property line. I could just add a little.
Setback distance from property line or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
No, it's a good idea.
A little bit more so that just lay person who's never read a zoning thing can go, I know what that means. You know, lot coverage, you know, just felt like a lot coverage.
Yep. I think that's a great idea.
And then maybe the use SF. So the use square foot limitations, what does that translate into as far as what a person would care about?
That
I think they care about the height. Let's put how many stories. So put that in feet and stories in maybe. What do they care about SF limitations?
I think so most people would understand one large user couldn't come in and make an office center out of it because that's what Kirkland Urban is.
Okay.
That's the point.
So what would be a way to say that in it? Like largest building possible or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what our discussions were is we intended to each floor of a building would be broken up into multiple tenants serving the community, not a single tenant office. So each floor is not going to, it can't be a single tenant. It's got to be broken into multiple tenants serving the community. Because the way the zoning is written and the percentages of floor areas, it'd be very, very difficult for one tenant to go in and boom, take an entire floor.
Call it tenants.
I don't know how to respond to that right now, but I do think that one thing it's would be important to put in here is people were so concerned about losing the grocery store and the drugstore. So if that square foot limitation could somehow address so that like, because like we guaranteed there was enough size for a grocery store, right? You know, but that was our biggest thing, you know, like. No big box, no big box stores allowed, but didn't we have like incentives for grocery stores or something like that, right? Or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the kind of information that people will care about. And you want to answer questions instead of just like opening the door to a whole bunch of more questions like, what does that mean, SF? If somehow you could explain that, it's just like, or maybe in the body of the letter, you say the vision translates to room for grocery store, room for drugstore, room for residential, room for small offices, no big box, no Costco, no.
So the vision translates to more grocery. Say that again, because that was really good.
Well, it was just maintaining a grocery store, actually. It was allowed you the square foot to maintain a grocery store and a drugstore. No, we didn't go for the underground parking, right? Because that was with the five-story, you would have the underground parking.
Well,
they can have it. It's just whether it's economically feasible.
Yeah, okay.
They have to go subterranean, so.
I mean, he did say what he's trying to do is prevent a developer from turning the entire center into a three-story office. And then what I added was, read this sentence right here.
Which one?
This one.
Although the it is an exchange. Okay, so Kelly had some additions here.
First, second, third paragraph.
Third paragraph.
Yeah. Okay.
Last sentence. I said, although I took your sentence and edited it. I said, although the proposed new zoning allows a modest increase of 5 feet in building heights, it is in exchange for a developer providing retail space for restaurants, groceries, and services that is most desired by our neighborhoods. So I just elaborated on your sentence to make it more clear.
Yeah. I think that's what people want to hear.
Yeah.
What's going to be there?
Okay. I like all that. Like all of that.
Yeah.
I will send you an email and ask you just to resend it.
Okay.
Because I just checked again.
Yeah, I just replied to you.
And I will call city staff about the electronic thing to figure out what's going on.
Okay. And then another edit I had, you had current regulations, and again, following Betsy, maybe current zoning is clearer to people than regulations.
Yeah, or maybe just even saying what current zoning allows. What the new zoning would allow, you know, just put it
trying
in
to simplify our
sentences
terms.
A little bit, so it's like people are, you know, yeah, because we're so used to reading this jargon that we can fill in the blanks, but not everybody can.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the intent to make this so it's really, really straightforward and
good.
So I will take this on me. I will get something reworked, and I'll just send it back out to all of, I'll send it to staff so they can send it to you, so I'm not sending it to you.
Okay.
And I probably won't copy the city staff until we rework it again, and then maybe. Okay?
Okay, one question I had. Second paragraph. After reviewing the recommendation that City Council requests that the Planning Commission and Houghton Community Council examine the appropriateness and including residential suites as an allowed use within specific locations. But we're talking about one location, right?
Two. Actually, two.
What?
City as property separate and the Waddell property.
And the
Waddell? I missed
that. I thought they just wanted the city.
No,
I didn't know that.
It, and it was two requests of us. Number one, the appropriateness on the city property.
Which is what?
Finish that discussion, make a recommendation. Number two, discuss and analyze on the Waddell property and make a recommendation.
I thought it was just the city property.
Absolutely both of them.
We didn't have that.
As separate pieces, not collectively, but as separate
pieces. That's a first.
I never heard that about the Waddell. The city property was unanimous
by the city council to ask us to look at it.
Okay.
The Waddell property was
two.
Yeah, and Councilmember Asher and John Pascal said no. All the others said yes.
Good to know. But hopefully that paragraph won't be in it this time. Because
probably won't.
Okay,
I've got my marching orders.
Does that help?
Oh, yeah, it's exactly what I need. And if I send it, do not feel bashful about sending me stuff. I mean.
Well, then, one more comment. Sorry. I know we're so close.
Since you put it that way.
Well, when Betsy's talking about terms that people would understand, I'm not sure that they would understand coverage. So I don't know how important that is.
So as Betsy mentioned, every time I use a zoning terminology, coverage, mm-hmm. setbacks, height, story, floor, I'll just put a parens, what that
define
means
it.
In parens.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, how far a building's set back from the street, how tall it is from average grade around a building. Coverage is, it's a simple math problem of dividing the floor area into the lot area.
You said math. People are going to just go.
I think what you want to say is how much of the lot can be covered by
concrete.
Simple math problem. No.
Yeah.
You should make it a coloring book.
Yeah, but then when you tell people that gravel's impervious, they just, what?
It's impervious?
Of course it is in the stormwater manual.
It's pervious, isn't it?
It is pervious, but according to the stormwater manual, it's not.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Hmm. It's the same as concrete. How about that? Who knew?
Okay.
Okay. We done?
I want to make one last. Under reports, I was going to comment. When I talked to Eric, I also, and I give John credit for this, he wanted me to follow up with him on the tree thing on 52nd where they took out the trees.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
yeah. He said that he contacted Public Works and Kathy sent over some brief memo, but Dave in Public Works was going to send a full explanation for our meeting today, but it didn't happen that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I drive that several times a day.
And I said, so Eric, just tell me this: did the city have to go through a similar process that the private property owners would for taking out trees like that? And he said, no, I'm certain that's not the case. He said that right-of-way trees do not require a tree permit process. He said that
it was a lot of trees.
Yeah, it was. And he said, I'm sure. He said they wouldn't have taken them out if there wasn't a good reason for it. That's what he said.
I'd like to send that letter to Sharon, who wrote
Would you check your city account real quick? Because Eric, this afternoon, did send from his cell phone.
Oh, he did?
An answer that I saw right before, and I read through it quickly. I didn't print it because I thought we'd have it. See if he copied you.
Okay.
And it was a response
from
the staff. I don't remember which person it was. It was a response for staff that it was on the work program. It went through that an arborist was involved. They looked at the trees. They knew what had to come out. That project was on the work program, 53rd Street.
I did see that there was a 52nd Street, whatever.
I can't get online.
Well, we'll see.
All right, well.
And it's not on my phone. It didn't pop up on my phone, but I saw it real quick on my computer this afternoon.
That's funny, because I checked my phone, too, and I didn't see it.
It's not on my phone, but I saw it on my computer.
Okay.
My additional question, did everybody get the email I forwarded to them of the housing strategy package?
I didn't see it either, Kelly.
Okay, so maybe it's on my end.
Yeah. But when did you send it?
I sent it Friday.
Yeah, I would have. I definitely would have.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember seeing it.
I got it.
You got it?
Oh, well then.
I got it and I read it.
Okay.
Had
so
all
you,
those charts and yeah. all those
yeah.
bar graphs and
homework assignment.
Homework assignment. Yeah,
yeah
I
okay.
got it.
So it's not me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Meeting adjourned.
Joan, thank you so much for staying.
Yeah,
Rick, why didn't you? I don't see chairman of Houghton Community Council in this climate collaboration. Where's your pledge to? Where's your pledge?